Blog Talk Radio.
You're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I want to die in your arms. Oh, oh, oh.
And there we are. And it is Thursday night and January 10th, 2019 with Enter the Light. It's a new show, everyone, and we welcome you. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. And I have beautiful, wonderful hosts, very talented, here tonight with me, and we are doing this show. Ryan Adragna will be off tonight, but Michael Christopher is here, Dennis Miranda, and Denise Ramon. Sorry, Denise. Denise Ramon, because I want to say the whole name, but it's not that. So anyway, I'll get it right eventually, okay? Oh, geez. And so there's four of us, and we are going to be discussing, was that a sign from a loved one? How to tell when your loved ones are around you? And that's our theme. So it's going to be very interesting. And what we're going to do first, though, is go around the table here, and everybody can just say a little bit about themselves, give their bio a little bit, and just, you know, whatever they want to say. And so we're going to do that right now. And so, Michael, are you starting it off?
Sure, why not? If I could remember what I do and who I am, that's the hardest part these days for me, getting old. Yes, I'm Michael Christopher, an evidential medium. Been at it now for, I think, just a little over 3.5 years. As far as what I do on a regular basis, I do private readings, small groups. I do galleries. And for people that know me or don't know me, this is probably the last thing I thought I'd ever be doing at this point in my life. But here I am. So. That's all I got to say about me right now.
Great. That's wonderful. Anyone else want to go next?
Sure, I'll go. My name is Dennis. I'm a medium from Australia. So I still have, you know, an ordinary job, just like everybody else. For me, communicating with and speaking with spirit has been something that I've been doing since I was a little boy. I didn't realize that that's what I was doing as a kid, but I've always been in communication with my spirit guides. We all have spirit guides around us and angels that I would talk to regularly and communicate with. And for me, it was through the loss of my mother when I was very young, that kind of led me on to kind of question things like, what happens when we die? What does it all mean? It kind of got me asking all those questions, which kind of began my journey as to where I am and what I do now. I do have a website and I do readings. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. That's wonderful, too.
Hi, everybody. And I'm Denise. I am an intuitive medium and a spiritual healer, and that's something I just know I was born this way. I tried not to be this way, but I know this is my path. I would see things and hear things when I was really young. And then when I was 23, that's when I cracked open because my brother crossed over. And and that's just been my journey doing that. And then I think probably 20 years ago, I just started doing sessions and mainly healings at that time. And then I think it's been now 3 years that I have a website and I do individual readings, and I do small groups, and I have a regular job for a very large financial firm, and some of the people know what I do, and a lot of the people don't know what I do, but it's okay. And that's me.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful, too. Thank you. Wow. And last is me, Jan Drake-Bakke, and I'm an intuitive medium, and I work with animal spirit totems mostly. And I also just give regular readings, and I also like to do psychic detective work and work for, we work on missing persons. So that's been a real interesting endeavor with this psychic type of job that we do. It's been really intense, but I've really, really enjoyed that side of it. I enjoy the crimes very much. And then I like to do poetry. I write a lot of poetry. It helps relax me after I do readings and after I work on crimes. And it's just also for creativity, a creative outlet. And I have used them. They have been used for events and songs and stuff like that. So I'm always open to that for people to want to use them for songs or events, et cetera. So, yeah, basically that's what I have done, and I haven't really been in the field all that long, so it's been kind of new, and I'm still learning a lot. I'm still real young at it, kind of a beginner, but as I'm going along, I get better and better every year, and so I had abilities as a child, though. They were there, but we didn't really talk about it, so I knew something was going on. Because I could see things and hear things, but it was just later on in life is when it's started to really come out more. And now I'm actually working with it, and so it's fantastic. And I get to work with all these amazing people, and I learn so much from them. Oh my goodness, we all learn from each other. So it's a wonderful experience and a wonderful tribe of people in this psychic world, and it's not that cut off from the outside world either. It's part of the world because everyone is psychic. Woo! That's what I think, and I think we all do know that. And so it's really inherent in all of us, really. But anyhow, we're going to also talk about our theme, which is what, was that a sign from a loved one? And how to tell when your loved ones are around you? So this is kind of a real interesting mediumship kind of question. And whoever wants to go ahead and start in on that one, please do.
Everybody speak up at once.
Yeah, sure.
Denise, you want to go first,
sure,
right?
So, Denise, you go.
I do have some, a good friend of mine, whose father had crossed over, and she was very close to her parents anyway. She was having a challenging moment and just really needed some comfort, really needing just some comfort. And she was walking upstairs to her apartment, and under the doormat, with some paper sticking out, and she looked down, and it was a piece of paper ripped like from a magazine or something. And on that piece of paper, what was showing was Jack V as in Victor, and my friend's father's name was Jack, and their last name started with a V. And she goes,
wow.
Oh, my God, Denise, I just know that was from my dad. And I said, absolutely, 100%. Like, how can it not be? And she's like, I know. And, and even though she knew, she still tried to explain why. Maybe it wasn't, or trying to make sense of, like, I know it wasn't there or whatever. And that one, I have many, but that one, I just thought that was so awesome for someone who was really needing something and got that sign. And it's like, that's how it is. It can be that, or it can be you trip over your feet and you happen to look up and look in a direction and you see something that reminds you of them. Or there's a bird singing that normally doesn't ever come around in your area. But yeah. That's all I have for right now.
The cardinal, different birds, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's my well for me, loved ones are always around us. When they transition, you know, they never are apart from you. The relationship that we have with them is this. It transitions. It does evolve, and it's my understanding that it does evolve. It does change. It grows into something else. But the relationship itself essentially is the same. I mean, you know, for example, with me and my mother, when she transitioned, you know, she still is, from my understanding, you know, and my belief, she still is my mother. That doesn't change. Nothing will ever change that. She may not physically be here, but she still is around me. And so your loved ones, our loved ones, are still very much around us. They, you know, they know, they just want, really, essentially, when they come through in readings, they just want you to know that they are okay and they do love you and they are around you. They do send us signs and signals from time to time, those, you know, pennies from heaven, as I call them, all sorts of different signs. Sometimes they can be easily missed. You can quite miss them easily if you're not really paying attention to it. And sometimes we can dismiss it and explain it away, oh, that was that or that was this. You try and come up with a reason, that logical part of your brain wants to give a logical reasoning as to why, you know, a certain sign occurred. But, you know, the truth is, in my understanding, in my experience, it's, you know, the loved ones, they do send you messages, whether it's a feather or, you know, a penny on the ground or whatever it may be, a bird or anything at all. And trust the first thing that you get. Trust the first thing that that you receive, you know. Trust and know that it is them. They are around you. They do love you, and nothing will ever change that. That's my kind of, that's what I think. That's my belief.
Oh, that was so nice.
And in readings, I exactly that. The pennies, those seem to be prevalent in most of my readings. Pennies, feathers, and I tell people it's not just, you know, a penny or a dime that you would find normally. You know, a location where you'd normally find them. They place them in the oddest locations that, you know, there wouldn't normally be that penny there or that dime. And it's repeated, you know, that comes up a lot in readings. I've noticed. The other thing, and I got to go with this because it's happened in at least three of my readings, passing gas. I've asked during readings, you know, what is a sign that you give your loved ones? And I remember, this is probably a couple of years ago, I did a reading for a mother that unfortunately lost her son in a motorcycle accident. I think he was 25 at the time. And literally, like, after everything that had gone through with the reading, the last thing when I asked him that question was, I asked him, so what do you do to let your mom know you're around? He's like, I pass gas. It caught me by such surprise that he said that. I literally started bursting out laughing. It took me probably about 2 minutes to compose myself. And I warned her. I said, oh, my God. I said, just prepare yourself for what you're about to hear. And I tried, you know, there's other ladies in the audience, and I'm, like, trying to be polite as you can when you're talking about this. And I finally put it verbatim how he said it to me, and she immediately looked back to, like, someone sitting in the third or fourth row, and she's like, I knew it was him. She was at work in her cubicle, and all of a sudden she smelled this smell and nobody else smelled it. And I'm like, well, that's your son validating that. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yes.
And that's
wow.
Come up a couple times. It happens with the younger kids, you know, that cross.
Wow.
But it just, you know, it just, everything shocks me. I shouldn't say it never will, but that, you know, they catch me off guard with stuff like that at times. And it's just, I mean, it just brings through their personality. That's who they were when they were here, and they're still doing those shenanigans over there. So, you know, to me, it's like, as strange as that sounds, it's comforting to know that they're still pretty much the same person.
Yeah. Oh, that's so neat. That's so fun to hear about. Oh, cool. Well, I was just did some poems, basically, and some of it is told in a poem, but I had some pretty interesting experiences, you know, before my family died, stuff that would happen. And then during, a lot of dreams I get where they come and talk to you and stuff. But before they, even now, my brother, he likes to show up with incense. He's always got, I smell incense when I'm on the computer area here. I don't use incense, although I have it to use if I need it, but I hardly ever use it. I haven't used it at all this year. So I'll get this really strong, sweet smell sometimes when I'm working the crimes or writing a poem, and it's almost like I know it's him, because he used to use incense all the time. He burned it for as long as I knew him. So I always think, wow, he's helping me with a poem, or he's trying to say, yeah, do that, say that, or, you know, something like that, or a confirmation on a crime or something. And so, I mean, I didn't know but I know that smells come through, and my dad, gosh, right before my mom died, a couple months before, we had like this amazing amount of rubber bands that he used to have rubber bands on his wrists. He wore them all the time as I grew up, and they came in clumps, like 10 or 15 of them at a time, would show up on my bed, and I'd go show it to my mom, and I'd go, look at this, and we would just get blown away, and we knew it was him. And and then he'd have them all over the house. He'd scatter them all over the place, so it's just kind of, I didn't know they could do that either, but it's pretty interesting what they can do. So I'm just going to start off with a poem, with these poems, and go through it. Some of them aren't exactly the subject, but I just wanted to share them. But this first one is, it's called And Are Still Here. And Are Still Here. That morning I woke up to a white dove at our living room glass door after she passed, to let us know she was safe and all was well. This was for my mother. I knew what it was for. But before she died, I found rubber bands scattered all over the house for days, maybe from a guide, but some would be on my bed in clumps and bunches. Some would be on the doorway floor. I was getting such familiar hunches. One even came to me in the mailbox to let me know that it was him again, my dear old dad, and his rubber bands he wore on his wrists. I just had teary eyes and a grin. And then one day I smelled incense while on my computer, but I hadn't burned any for a long time, and he keeps me smelling regularly. When my brother Bruce visits, he sends those sweet smells that he used to burn so much in his life while I make up a rhyme and work on a crime. And when you have a dream of your loved one and they talk to you about your life presently, it's really them, even though we wonder hesitantly. And don't forget all of the pennies, dimes, quarters, and feathers that show up at any possible moment or place, just to let us know they are thinking of us, checking in on us, and giving us their acknowledgement. Oh, that is some divine grace. And when the dragonfly sets itself down on a perch and stares at me for 3 minutes at a time, I'm thinking, this will be some miracle. I must make it into a rhyme. But I couldn't move. I could only be captured in its glorious attention. Who was this darling orange wing being? Was I going crazy, or was it someone I knew who came to high-five me for a good deed done? It was our friend Eric, a divine guide as a special avatar that I will give attention. He makes it all so fun. And when we find synchronicities of pictures, clothes, songs, smells, animals, foods, and words on license plates too, we can be sure our loved ones are near and giving us a kiss, smack, a loving message that they love us and are still here. So that's that poem. That was kind of a long poem. And then, thank you. And then I just did one on the dragonfly called The Kiss. Dragonfly flies through forests with change and lightness of spirit, transformation, creativity. It's not to miss. making our dreams become real. With good luck on the horizon, Dragonfly brings wisdom to others while we reap its joy and send it a kiss. And then this one, I'm not going to do that one. I did that last week. This one's Earth Angel. I might have done this last week. You are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new day, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well. And then this one says, in every positive and peaceful attitude, there's a miracle being formed and ready to be received. And this one goes, vibrant peace. Allow it to be. Embrace its flow. Don't force its nature. Let it be free. Let it go. Breathe into it. Exhale its freedom. Align to its calling. When you feel it, you will always want some. Trust its pathway. Surrender to its many possibilities. Channel its enchanting energy. Vibrant peace. And the last one's called Show Shoes. Until we step in another's heels, we don't know their dance. Try to be more compassionate to each other. Sometimes there is only one chance. Be easy on each other. Life is going by so fast. No time to lose. The curtains open and close by the wink of our show shoes. And that's the end of those.
well done, Dan. Fantastic.
Those are nice.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, I just wanted to share those, and we do have a small lineup here. Is there anything else that anybody else wants to say about the theme or anything?
I would just say, like we've already touched on, but just to reiterate, trust. You know, don't push it aside or discount it and try to rationalize it away. Take it for what it is. That's the biggest part of spirit science, is the trust. You know, even with doing the mediumship, the psychic work, you know, trust is the biggest hurdle for any of us to get over. And I don't think we'll ever, I can say I'll probably always struggle a little bit with that. But just try not to discount it. Like I said, don't push it away. If you see a sign and you think of a person in spirit, that's them. That's how subtle this is.
Yep.
You know, I think I touched on it last week a little bit. They're not going to jump out and, you know, smack you in the back of the head. It's subtle, very subtle signs, and usually it comes across as a thought. So just pay attention to that and just don't dismiss it. Just accept it, say thank you, and the more you open up to those signs, once they understand that you finally get it, you're going to get more. And it just that's just how it works.
Well said,
wow.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
really
that's
neat.
All I got to say about that.
Well, that's good. That's really helpful. Everybody had really nice things to say. And it's just a very interesting subject. It really is. So I guess if anyone else has anything else to say, or else we'll just go right into the calls.
Eric's just saying to me, we still do exist. Just because we transition doesn't mean that we don't exist anymore. It's just that the relationship still remains the same. It just transitions and changes with them, is how he's kind of explaining it to me. He's like, we're still here, we're still here, we're still around you, we still see you. And we still are a part of your lives and want to be a part of your lives. It, you know, it's nothing really. I mean, yeah, the relationship just transitions and changes, that's all.
Exactly.
That's really comforting. Really comforting. And it's kind of like a window where we can't really see them all the time, but they're looking in on us, you know?
Yeah.
And eventually we'll be on that side too, and that's kind of, I always think about when we get over there, what it's going to be like for us, and as we're thinking about it now, and I just don't want to miss anything here now. And when I get over there and go, oh, darn, I should have done that, or I should have, you know. And so anyway, but you can't really think that way either. But anyway, yeah. Well, I guess we'll just go right ahead and go with 205. They've been waiting almost 40 minutes. Here we go. Oh, shoot. This thing. Try it again. 205, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
What's your name and where are you from?
Yes,
this
is Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Hueytown, Alabama.
Okay. And do you have
a question? I'm sorry, I missed
your name. My name is Jessica Dicey. I'm from Alabama.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Dennis. My question, it kind of stems from kind of validating that you can really get, once you learn the energy of your loved ones that's passed by paying attention, you can really have a relationship with it. And my sister passed in 2012, and by doing that, I really learned how to read energy, like 7 years later. And then I really kind of asking Eric to give me maybe a validation or clarification from my understanding on what I feel with the energy of, like, channels like Lee Carroll and Dennis. Dennis is any time that I hear him start channeling, I feel my energy completely calm, even before I process the words that are coming in, his tone. And, like, whenever Lee Carroll is channeling Chiron, his tone puts me in a space, and I can feel my energy shift. And I'm wondering if there is DNA or there's healing in the tone, like the way that birds can heal DNA. If that's not going on with, like, Dennis's voice whenever he's channeling and giving messages, Lee Carroll's, and there's other people too. But I'm wondering if my understanding on that is correct, on what I'm feeling energy-wise.
That's an amazing question. How beautiful.
That is beautiful. This is Denise. Definitely, there's healing when the vibration, and when you say when you hear Dennis or Lee Carroll and their vibration, Eric is telling me how the vibration, the energy that they are giving, you're just receiving it. You're able to, you're open and you're able to feel it. And it's, Eric says, stop second guessing yourself on it. You know, it's like, it's the way he showed me, it's like both of y'all's vibration are, it's not that they match, but they just like are in sync with one another. And And you're sensitive enough to where you're able to pick up on that, when Dennis talks or Lee Carroll talks or whoever it is just resonating with you, and it
I
is
love
healing.
That you said the receipt, because it feels like I can. I mean, if I've got a bunch of kids, a bunch of little kids, and so anxiety, I work with. But it can put me in a calming place, and I almost feel it lift me up into I would call a receiving vibration, like I'm ready to take in some knowledge. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
Eric says that's also how your sister communicates to you as well.
Yes. I was lucky the day that my sister passed away, she pushed herself into me, and it threw me into an awakening, and I was automatically aware of her energy. Like I went into a tunnel of light. I had no doubt that that's what it was. There wasn't any way to doubt an experience. And that turned
wow.
I mean, I had to know. I had to understand how I could. I knew she was there, but now I needed to understand how I could have a relationship on that level, which led me to Eric, and then led me to, you know, it led me just down the whole journey. And Donna also led Dennis. Me and Dennis together, finding each other at a place to heal, but learning that energy—that's how you have a relationship. I mean, that's what I was searching for, my sister. But yeah, I really have been wondering about the whole DNA activation part of it, and it just keeps going in my head. It was just a moment of, I guess I wanted validation.
Yeah, even Eric's saying, just trust your gut, trust yourself, trust because you know, trust your own. However you explain it for you is absolutely fine. Just trust whatever it is that you believe to be true for you. I mean, there is, because even Eric's like, there's no right or wrong here, so in spiritual truth. So whatever it is that, you know, however you want to explain it for you, go with it, absolutely go with it. Whatever makes sense, whatever resonates.
it's like, you know how they say the birds heal or have a tone that is down a healing? I feel like the tone is, it can affect listeners. Like, it made me think that it was, you know, there's a reason for you to be on YouTube. Like, you put, there's some healing that comes even with the tone. Like, you raise, that's what your purpose. You have a healer teacher purpose.
Yeah, and it comes, and Eric's saying it comes down to intention as well. Whatever we do,
right.
he's kind of explaining it as intention. Whatever the intention is behind is what you're going to receive and get out from it, is what I believe. And Eric's kind of talking to me about intention. Whatever the intention is what you'll kind of get out of it, is how he explains
amazing.
It to me. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, fantastic question, Jess. Thanks.
That just makes me feel so smart. Okay, that was really my question. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, and I'd love to have you call back. I love what you said about this whole thing, because I really relate to it. The tone means a lot to me, too. Tones really heal, are so healing. So I know what you mean. Thank you for bringing it all up. It was wonderful. All right, I think she left, and I don't think she heard what I said, but that's okay. Let's see. Shall we go on? We have one that's been waiting quite a while here. Also, 954. 954, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Very interesting show. I could tell a lot of stories myself. I looked at the calendar and I noticed it was January 10th, and in 2003, my mother had a massive stroke, but she survived 2 years. We were extremely close, and I have had many evidential things happen that I know she's around
mm-hmm.
with me. And I wondered if there's a possibility of tuning in to her tonight. I'm going through a very difficult time myself right now, and I want to see if she's aware and anything she has to bring through.
Your phone was breaking up really bad. What was your name again, please?
Mary. I can take it off speakerphone. Maybe that's it. Try that.
Oh, now it's not so bad. It was before it was breaking up.
Is that better?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Yep. And I didn't catch the beginning, but you said you wanted to try to connect with somebody?
My mother.
Oh, okay.
You need
we
a
can
name?
All try and no, I guess we can all try and see whoever gets her first, then go ahead, I guess. Is that okay with you all?
Yep.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. This Denise, when you were talking at the end, when you were asking about your mother, she just popped in right away, and she definitely knows. She's definitely around you. She says she hadn't left, but she says you're going through a rough patch, and it's temporary. So, and the way she says it, it's like just. The feeling I get from her, the way she's saying it, is like, just hang in there. It's temporary, and this is just a rough patch. It's not permanent.
Okay. Anything that would kind of identify her personality, or do I know it's her?
I'm just getting something.
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no, I'm just something real quick. Did the stroke affect her left side? I'm just feeling the left side of her body was mainly affected. Is that the case?
Which is the side that, if it's on a certain side, they say you don't have memory and you can't.
I'm not going inside the brain. I'm talking about her body, like was her left arm and leg.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, and I, you know,
oh, okay.
For some reason, just for some reason I'm not able to at the moment.
That's okay. You don't have to remember now, but that's what I'm picking up, is the left side was affected.
It could be because she was able to do some painting.
Don't give us any more details. We'll try to get this out here real quick. I'm just trying to tune in and see what I get here. I don't know if honoree is the right type, but that's the personality I'm picking up with her. Would that fit her personality?
No, I wouldn't say she was honoree. Not really. No.
Okay.
I mean, she may have got that way a little bit when she was in a nursing home and incapacitated, but I wouldn't say that describes her her as a person.
I don't see her in a stroke-like type body. That's not how I see her. I see her as she's in complete health. I see her with an apron on her. So with that picture that she showed me, I feel like she either A, cooked a lot or liked to cook or liked to bake, whatever it is. And,
yes, very good.
And she's showing me that she's not a, she's definitely not a size 12 woman. She's larger than that, not like.
No, that's not her.
Not overly large, but she's just
that's
showing
not
me
my
that
mother.
She's not.
No,
that's
she,
just.
She wasn't that big. Her. No.
She wasn't
maybe
a size
somebody
12.
Else.
That's just what I'm seeing.
Unless it's like a grandmother or something you're getting, it's not the description of my mother. It could be maybe her mother or something, but it's just not, it doesn't describe my mother.
But she did like to wear the apron and cook, though, too?
That part is correct.
Yeah.
But she wasn't a heavier.
I'm not really picking up on anything from her.
I don't think a size 12 is heavy, but
she was smaller. She was smaller in frame. It could be my grandmother, who was a little bit bigger.
Did somebody serve in the war, or somebody serve their country in the family?
My father.
By any chance?
Yes.
Your father, okay. Has he crossed?
Pardon me?
In spirit as well? Is your dad with mum in spirit as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, and he served his country, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's who I'm picking up on. I'm picking up on a father energy who served the military, because he's kind of saluting me, and that's who I'm picking up on. Is someone's birthday coming up soon, like within a few weeks, or there's some sort of a celebration or a birthday that I need to acknowledge?
My mother would have been 97 on the 4th of January.
Okay. And who was really stern, really like no nonsense, straight to the point, kind of stern? Harsh but fair?
Pardon?
Strict, stern but fair.
I wouldn't describe my mother as being stern. I would say that would be more of a description of my paternal grandmother rather than my mother. She was not a stern person.
Okay. Your dad served in the military, but that's not how he passed. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay. Right. Was it sudden, like really quick?
My mother's passing wasn't sudden, really. No.
Oh, what about your father's?
No, he'd been sick a while, too.
Okay. Even though he was sick a while, in the end, was it kind of a quick kind of a thing?
I don't know if you could say it was quick.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine.
Not
no
exactly.
Worries.
Not sudden, no you know. I have a relative. There is a relative who passed suddenly, a female.
Okay.
But it wasn't my father or mother.
Fair enough. Where are the three girls? There are three girls somewhere. Who's got the three girls?
Would it be three girls or three women? Sometimes they refer to women too as the girls. They used to anyway.
Okay. Yep. I'm supposed to acknowledge three girls, three women. Well, same, but
I could
for me,
three women.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I was very close to three women who passed. If that is.
Oh. Okay.
They all passed in not that long a time from each other.
Oh, okay. Is there an auntie in spirit as well for you?
Yes, a very close.
On dad's side?
Two aunts, and one was very close.
Okay, yep.
She's the one who passed suddenly.
Oh, okay. Because I knew there had to be someone that passed really suddenly, and I wasn't sure whether it was dad, but someone passed really quick and suddenly.
She didn't have heart problems that we knew of. She passed suddenly with heart complications.
Okay. Yep. That kind of fits well with me. This is just, I'm getting kind of, when I tend to read and tend to pick up on family members, I tend to get a whole bunch of them that kind of show up. And it's whoever kind of I pick up on. So I'm picking up on the sense of why I've got dad with the military, and then I've got an auntie and all that sort of stuff. So really it's just their way of just coming through and letting you know that, yes, we are here, it's us, we love you, we support you, we're with you, really in a nutshell. They're not really kind of giving me anything specific right here in this second other than what I've already said, but unless someone else has something else, that's kind of what I'm getting right now. If I do happen to pick up something, I'll obviously pass it on, but... yeah, that's kind of where I'm getting, what I'm picking up.
Yeah, you're starting to hit on it. You're starting to hit on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, okay. I'm not getting anything myself.
Nothing at all.
No, mm-mm. I'm not either.
I'm just getting the horse. I'm getting horses and a horse.
Horses?
The animal. Yeah.
Okay, the horses... Horses,
yeah.
Like the animals, like not figuratively, but real horses, belong.
Real horses, yeah.
Okay. Because the aunt that passed away, the whole family was into horses. The other woman of the three, who I was very close to, was a cousin, also had horses. I'm not a
wow.
horse person, so
wow.
It doesn't relate to me at all because I'm not a horse person. I'm more of a cat person, but those relatives were big on horses, and the relatives that are still living still have the horses.
Oh.
So you really hit the nail when it comes to the horses.
Yeah. Well, good. That's nice.
Yeah, and maybe they want me to, you know that. That's how they would maybe let me know.
Well, that's part of the way sometimes they come in with messages, but for me, I get animals.
Well, maybe that's how they're leading you to a message.
Exactly. Yes, that's what they do.
Sometimes
that's exactly what they do.
I know myself, some things come to me and they seem off base, and then later on they make sense. Oh, that's what that means. But when you said horses,
right.
It wasn't connected to my mother. But it was her sister whose daughter, in other words, her niece, had these horses, and they still do have a horse, a ranch and everything. And the cousin as well had two horses when she passed.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're getting warm or getting hot. Which...
I'm trying to pick up on her, but I haven't been able to.
Well, maybe you were picking up on the other description of the family members rather than my mother.
Yeah.
I mean, they all cooked.
Yeah.
They all liked to cook. almost all my family, the women, like to cook, including myself.
Cool.
So it's not surprising the apron came out.
Yeah, that's neat.
All right.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well.
And the grandmother, other grandmother, the paternal grandmother, was the person who was a bit stern.
Okay.
My mother never described like that. So I knew it wasn't her. My mother was very soft, soft energy.
Okay.
Not that she couldn't get a temper up, but she had a soft
energy. Well, should we maybe try to move on to the next caller just to see if we can get another one in?
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's just getting warmed up. Well, I know the family's here, and I do appreciate that. I need their support right now.
Absolutely. Well, we're really glad that you called in, and really
I'm glad I did too. I'm better.
Yes, and please be welcome to call back. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year to all of you. Bye bye.
Thank
you. Happy New Year's. Bye
bye.
Okay. I think everyone did a really good job. Very good. And so we can go on to 860, who's been waiting a long time. Are you ready for the next one right away?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
860?
Hi. How are you?
How are you? Good.
Who
are we talking to and where are you from?
My name is Amla and I'm from Connecticut.
Amla?
Amla, yep.
Amla, okay.
Yep.
And what's your question tonight?
I don't have a mediumship question, but I do, if it's okay, I have an intuitive question. It's a two-parter thing. It seems like this year, actually last year, to wrap it all up, it was kind of like my booster year of getting things together. As far as I'm writing a book, and relationships are really coming into fruition. I'm finding what I want, like more about myself, and I'm just more self-confidence. And so it's a really exciting feeling. And I would love to actually be in a committed relationship because I'm in my 40s and I want to settle down. And so I was just wondering if any of you have any insight on that, with meeting somebody really quality partnership.
Let's see here.
In past relationships, have you kind of settled? Have you kind of, when you've been with someone, you've kind of like been like, oh, this will do, or he's a fixer-upper, so I'll just give him the benefit of the doubt and see how we go, like, oh, well, you know, he'll do, like that kind of a feeling. Because they're telling me, don't do that this year. Because they're making me feel like my guys are making me feel like, this isn't that year. This year is different, like you've said. This year makes me feel like this is your year, and this is your year to really turn over a new leaf, a new chapter. I know we all say that, but in terms of the relationship and the love, it's really your year to find that one person that really kind of clicks and that you gel with.
Yeah.
Because you've done that in the past. You've gone through that kind of guy after guy who just, this isn't working, this isn't me, I'm settling. We've done that. You've done those lessons, and now they're saying there's no need to repeat those lessons because you've done that. You've done the work on it. Great. Awesome. Now that you've done that work on yourself, now it's time to get on to meeting the guy that really is, that you're really going to connect with and you're really going to gel with. And they're saying to stand true to who you are, kind of even like tell the universe exactly what it is that you want in a partner. Even Eric saying, you know, tell the universe what it is that you want in a mate, someone that you click with, someone that you gel with, someone that gets you and you get them, and it'll be easy, and it's not going to be that kind of a, oh my God, this is so much work, you know, it's not going to be that, and that will happen for you, absolutely will. They're just really kind of validating and affirming for you that, yes, all that hard work you've done is paid off, and now it's time to start that fresh new chapter, that brand new start for you. Did you say you're writing a book?
Yes, I am. I'm almost done with the manuscript. It's a first draft manuscript, but I've been working with a writing coach, for the last year. So it's a real solid, in my opinion, it's a solid draft. So I'm looking forward to having it out, yeah, this year.
Have you written a book before? Is this the first book?
This is the first book, but I have published things locally online and blogs and local newspapers, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So make me feel like with the book and the publishing thing, make sure you stay true to who you are and what it is that you kind of want. Don't kind of conform, if that makes sense. This is how they're making me feel, so I'm just going to go with it and trust it. Yeah, don't conform, because even if they're like, oh, well, do it this way, do it that way, stand true to who you are and what you're trying to convey is what they're saying. Be true to who you are, no matter what. Yeah, that's the advice that they're kind of telling me. Do you have a grandmother in spirit by any chance?
Yes, I have both of them.
Mum's side?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, because Grandma C, she says hi and she loves you. She goes, I know she didn't want a mediumship reading. Well, she gets surprised. Here I am. Hi, sweetheart. She's sending you her love and her support. She goes, go for it, my girl. You've got absolutely nothing to stand in your way.
Yes, I really feel that way. I really do. And I think that, my ancestors have really been supporting me on the way. I'm actually this book is about myself being legally blind and the hardships that I've persevered through, and I could still see, so I'm still losing my vision. So it's a very powerful book. So it's been a really tough ride, so to speak, but and I say this in my last chapter, basically I wouldn't have it any other way, because it sculpted me and shaped me into the person I am today. So,
fantastic, absolutely. Even when you said the word ancestors, they gave me this image of ancestors literally being there with you as you write. It's like, is this what you're almost channeling? It's almost you're kind of tapping into that energy, and they're helping you kind of with the inspiration and with the writing. That's the image that they've given me as soon as you said the word ancestors. So, fantastic. And they're just saying, go for it. Well done. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I just can't wait, because it's like... it's actually, what I really feel good about is that it's a genetic disorder that I have. Only 200 people in the world have it. And so this is my legacy for my the people in the future, the kids of the future, so that it's written. Because we still don't know who has it in my family. And so
is there a cancer connection somewhere?
Yeah.
Somebody had cancer.
My father's side. Yes, he had cancer,
Whoever had the cancer is kind of who's stepping forward as well, saying hello.
Yes, that's my uncle.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, like she knows who it is.
It's really sweet. He actually passed when I was born, so that's interesting. The same month, something like that. Very interesting. Okay. Wow.
That's kind of what I'm getting. I'm not sure if Michael or Denise are picking up on anything, but that's kind of what I've gotten so far.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
When you first started talking, what I got was this book, and then as you were talking about it, it's like, well, that makes sense, because I got this book that you wrote before I knew anything about it. They were telling me this was a huge turning point for you. They were telling me this book is what helped you to get you to where you are right at this moment in your life.
Yes.
And what it did was they're showing me it's like you're just shedding baggage and creating new layers of skin on you, in a sense, is how they're showing me, which to me is growth. There's just so much growth through this. So when Dennis was talking about your mate coming in and how they'll be different, I was like, yes, because of the growth that you've done through this book. And I'm really excited for when that book comes out. I'd love to read it myself.
Thank you. I hope to have it. Does any of you have a sense of when this might come out? Like, my first mission is to, of course, have the hardcover, but the second mission, which I don't know when that's happening, but I want to narrate the book itself, audio, for to help other blind people. So that was my second mission.
Wow.
But, yeah, I really want to help others who, like me. So I'm just wondering, any insight of when this might come out this year? Because I'm pretty much done by the end of February with this, with the manuscript. It's just a matter of the query letter and getting it out to publishers and all sorts. So
I don't have a month, but I know it's going to be out this year. And I feel like
okay.
it's close. So I feel like it's more... I just feel like it's close. I don't feel like it's going to be like at the end of the year, but I can't give you a month or anything.
Okay. That sounds,
I'm just seeing five to 6 months.
Okay.
That's weird because as soon as you started talking, I was seeing something happening in 5 to 6 months, and now it ties in with the book.
Oh, okay, cool. That sounds right. That sounds right by the summer. Because I got to get the book. I don't know. I'm a fish out of water when it comes to this. This is my first time, so just want to get my, cross my T's, dot my I's.
Yep. And real quick with the relationship question, when you started talking about it, I actually was seeing, the grocery store, that you're going to meet somebody at the grocery store. That's what kept coming up in my mind. More specifically, the produce aisle, so keep that in mind. It's going to be over a head of lettuce. I'm seeing lettuce. So.
That is true. Do you feel like this is all going to happen at the same time with the book thing in like 5 months?
I do. I got this. I actually have that written down. I have 5 months. And then I had grocery store.
Ah!
So
<That's>
I think it all does tie in the same around the same. That's what I'm feeling anyway.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it sounds like it's going to be a good summer.
I hope so. It's been such a, it's so treacherous, my the rocky lifestyle, and I just want stability, and I think this is time. It's my time to shine. And I've always been the person who's been hiding behind the curtain. And even with this book, I was hiding from it. It took me, seriously, it was this is year 8. I started in year 7, but I've been wanting to write this since 2011. But I've been running away from it because of my lifestyle. I've so-called, it's not a what was me story, but I've fallen so many times. I was petrified. I was just petrified of having, here I am, 200 pages of me. So it's a little daunting, but I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be out there.
You'll definitely get there. Well done. Keep going. Fantastic.
I appreciate everything, all of you.
No
what
problem.
Great
Thank
insight.
You.
Thank you.
And Amla.
Okay.
Amla,
Happy New Year.
Amla, this is
Thank
Dan.
You.
Wait a minute. 1 second.
Oh, sure.
It's just Jan. I heard when you were asking about the timing of the book, I kept hearing year within the year. So kind of goes with what everyone else said too. So it's going to be a nice year for you.
I think that's just beautiful. I'm
You're
so
welcome.
Excited. So excited. And I forgot who said it, but it's a turning point. You're right on. This is a turning point year, and it's pivotal. And it's
Denise,
Yes, Denise. Thank you for that. Thank you for that validation. It's beautiful. Anyway, happy New Year, all of you, and appreciate all the insight, and God bless.
Thank you.
Have
God
a good
bless
night.
You. Too.
Take
Thank
care.
You. And call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Take good care.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. How wonderful. So we have 3112, and so we'll just go right into 3112. Hi, 3112. Are you there?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Me? 312?
Hi. Uh-huh. 312, I mean.
Oh, hi. I'm like, is it me? I was like, wait, do I say something? Or I just, because I was like, you never know. Oh, hi. Hi, how are you? I'm Shay.
Sorry. Oh, good. How are you?
I'm
and where are you from?
Good, thanks. Illinois. That was good, though. I like that
one.
Yes. Sorry. Okay, sorry, I'm back. Okay, so at first I thought I'd come open-minded if there's anything I need to know, but then I thought, maybe when am I going to have a sweet baby? Then I thought, maybe there's something I need to know. So it goes either way.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
When you say a sweet baby, you mean an infant, correct?
Yeah, like to have one.
Okay.
Like birth one. Fingers crossed.
Interesting, because right away, I see adoption. And this is just purely gut feeling of what I'm feeling, is like, I know that's what you want, but there's going to be some point where you see this opportunity. It's like, it's going to be out of nowhere is what I'm seeing. You're just going to you're just going to fall in love with this child. I just see this adoption. So I don't know if that's something you've ever considered, but that's just, when you started talking about it, I immediately went and that's what I was seeing.
Maybe like down the line.
I don't see a time frame. I just see the situation where it's like you're not even thinking about it. It just, this situation is going to just come about, and it's going to like just grab you, your attention.
Okay, well, that's always good. Kids need homes.
Yeah.
Do you have children already?
No, not yet.
No kids, okay.
No.
Do you work in education by chance, or something with school?
I do. I teach nursing students.
Okay.
I keep seeing three, whether it's 3 years old or in 3 years. There's something about three, whether it's 3 years or in 3 years or 3 years old. There's something about three that's kind of standing out in my mind for whatever reason, trying to get my attention. Doesn't mean to highlight. There's something about three, whether it's within 3 years or it's 3 years old.
Okay.
I don't know. I was with Michael, because when you said, when I asked you about babies, and I said, you mean, when I said an infant, you said, yes, you want to birth one. And I was like, I just got that feeling like how would I put it into words? Just that may not be the way you get your baby, is by birthing.
Got it.
That was just a gut feeling I had when you said that. I was like, that ain't gonna happen. And when I got that ain't gonna happen, that doesn't mean that it won't happen. But
got it.
But Eric is wanting me to tell you, you're definitely gonna have children, so don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, no, I want my own. You know. I would see adoption after I had my own, then definitely. That would be the way I would go. But before that, I would never do that.
Yep. And I can only tell you what I'm seeing or feeling. It's as you were saying that, I'm like, be ready for a surprise, because again, this is, you know, with this kind of work, it's just gut feeling and what I'm seeing.
Right.
And right as you said that, I'm like, okay, that's what you think you have planned. And again, this is just what I'm seeing, but I just see, there's going to be a situation. And what I keep seeing is somebody, and that's what I was picking up with the school. There's something about either somebody you work with or a situation where someone gets pregnant, they're not ready to have this baby, and I just see you stepping in for some, that's all I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the situation. So, again, this is just what I'm seeing. Just keep it in mind.
Right.
It doesn't mean that the other way is not possible. That is not what I'm saying. This is just what I'm seeing.
Got it. Have it in the back of my mind.
Okay.
Is there anything I need to know? Anything else? Or someone coming to chat with you?
All I'm getting right now is just I'm seeing the bunny because the animals come to me right away. And bunny does represent babies. And it's a brown bunny, though. So it's coming in as a brown. Really?
When you say brown, you mean not like white, but like a brown child?
Yeah, like a brown. Yes, exactly. Brown.
Well, my husband is black, so that's probably
For goodness sake.
So that's why
okay.
I know it's probably, I know my voice is one way, but that's why. Maybe. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Wow.
A brown.
Possibility there. Well, that's what I call loud and clear, was a dark brown bunny.
Hopefully
you might be doing both. You know, you might be adopting and having a baby. You never know.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Okay. Any spirits around me, loved ones?
Oh, we're trying to just stick to kind of just one question so we can get more.
All right. Well, fingers crossed.
Well, good
luck.
And
wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. And please, will you call us back
and tell us
what's going on? Oh, good.
Sure.
All right.
Definitely.
We'll
thank you.
Know.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye. Bye
bye. Let's see.
Bye. Well, to tell you the truth, we don't have any more right now.
Well,
people.
Oh, then we could just talk about a random topic?
Yes, we sure could.
So let's talk about, if you don't mind, this these type readings, these intuitive. I would just throw out there, I've kind of avoided doing these for pretty much the entire time I've been doing mediumship. It's only recently that I started, actually probably about a month or so ago, kind of started to open up to the intuitive readings. I don't know why. For the longest time, I just avoided them. I think for me personally, I need that instant validation, you know, that mediumship provides. So I don't want to say I feared doing intuitive readings. It's just, I don't know, there was something about it that I just didn't feel drawn towards them. And it was just odd.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing them.
So I'm kind of just...
You do them.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
But isn't it kind of fun to do it?
It is. I think I'm having problems, though, trusting it. Like the information I just saw, it's like as soon as she started talking, I started seeing things. And, again, it's that trust that we talked about at the beginning. I know. I have to open up and trust to what's coming through. And I think I just need to get used to doing it.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the word trust, because while you were talking, I just kept hearing the word trust over and over. It really is all about trust, trusting the information that comes to you. And, well said, spot on. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I love to see other people work. And, like, you guys, when you do your intuitive readings, it's just like bam, 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 bam. And I'm here like, okay, I'm seeing a head of lettuce. She's going to meet somebody at the grocery store.
That was so amazing, Mike. I love that, you know, that you could see that. That was really cool.
That is cool.
Well, it amazes me how you
are able to, I have to meditate to do the mediumship more, and you're able to pick up on it really quickly. I need more meditation for that, but yeah.
It is. It's so interesting how everybody does it different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome how you pick up on the animals, Jan.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that for some reason I don't have to meditate on that. They just come through. I don't have to do a thing, and it's almost like a free gift, a free pass. Like, wow, I don't have to work at it, you know. And how come it's so easy? But I'll take it. How? Because some of the other stuff is a little harder for me, you know. So I'll take the easy one. But yeah, it is. I'm so grateful that I get to that the animals come through like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. This is just a question for you, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've known you now for, 3.5 years, I think. We were introduced right after Jackie's death, because I think you were one of the first ones to help out with her case. So, yeah, we go back a little ways. And I'm just curious, and this is just a question, because I think other people may benefit from this too, is, like you say, you have to meditate to get your information.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're putting that on yourself to where that's your mindset now, that you have to do it as opposed to trying to move into doing it on the fly? I'm just curious.
No, that's funny that you say that, because I've had other mediums tell me this, say the same thing, say exact same words. And and they said the same thing. They said, you put this on yourself, you know, you don't have to do that. And it's like, but now I'm so used to doing it this way, and it's almost like it's scary to me not to do it this way, because it's more, I feel like it's more reliable for me to meditate,
right,
you know? But you know, people will say that you don't really need to, because the information is still all there, even.
Right. And there's nothing wrong. And I don't want to put that out there. If there's anything wrong with, there's no wrong way to do mediumship. It was just a curiosity.
Sure.
No, whatever works for you works for you.
Know.
You know, don't change it.
Well, I'd love to be able to not do it, because it takes longer, you know, but I've gotten myself hooked into it where it's almost like I'm afraid to do it any other way, because I'm afraid I won't get the right answers. But it's just because it's the only way I do it. But I really should. And one of the, I was talking to Lisa Williams about it, and she was the one that really got on me about it. She said, you don't need to do that, and you're going to move. You need to move out of that and stop that pretty soon, you know. And I've just been too afraid to do that, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually fear. Just like you say, you have to trust, and I really need to trust and try it. It's scary, though.
Just have, I'll do it with, like, friends or something like that where, you know, they understand, you know, like us.
Yeah.
It was something I just thought of, so I just wanted to talk about it. Like I said, there's no wrong way to do mediumship. Absolutely not. And whatever works.
Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, that's true, I've gotten messages without meditating, especially from family, where I haven't been thinking about it, and all of a sudden I can just feel them, and I get images so strong, and I can hear it, and it's like, oh, there they are, you know. And so I know it comes through without having to meditate, but it just I'm glad you brought it up, because I probably really should try to just at least try to do it the other way, you know. And but you're right. Yeah, that's right. I get blown away by how you guys do it so easily, so quickly like that.
No, I think the fear is always there.
Yeah.
You guys are accurate, too. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think we came there real quickly, at least for not me. It took trusting. I had a good mentor a long time ago said, trust the first thing that comes into your head.
Yeah.
And it's the trust. That's a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even, not just with this, just trust in general. And then I have to trust this. And I think I trust this more, though, than other things.
It's the constant battle.
Yep.
Some of the stuff that comes into your head, it's like, whoa, I'm not, is this for real? Should I even say this? But I'm like, nope. I let it go. I let it fly. And, you know, most of the time it's like, yep, makes sense to the sitter. So, okay.
Yeah.
I know,
isn't that,
you know,
neat?
It is. I had a client who lost her young daughter through an illness anyway. In one of the sessions, I think it's been about a year or 2 years ago, she was telling me, because I said, you know, I really need something so we can let your mom know that you're really here today, you know, and some validation. She goes, well, tell her about the blue butterfly. Ask her about that. And I was like, are those even real? Anyway, so something happened and there was a fake blue butterfly on something. I'm like, I was like all in all about the blue butterfly. But just recently, this past Thanksgiving, we spent Thanksgiving in Cancun. And we were at this one place, and I was walking. I see this big blue butterfly, the same blue that this young girl was showing me. And I was like, right away, my mind went to Susie. Let's just say her name's Susie. And I was like, oh, my God, Susie, you aren't lying. They are real. And so I thought about it for a while, and then about a few days later, I finally went ahead and text the mother, this is, you know, what I saw, blah, blah. And she says, you know, my husband was just telling me as a kid, his parents used to take him to Cancun and wanted to take us, and you and Susie just validated that, yes, that's where we need to go.
Wow.
And
Wow.
And I'm, of course, I'm not giving the correct name. I just want people to know that. But, but yeah, and it was like, and I wasn't even thinking Susie when I was in Cancun. And it was like, and I just know that first thought, you know, that gut feeling.
Right.
It was pretty amazing.
Right.
It was amazing.
I'm curious as to what, if any of you have anything coming up, like any exciting things coming up for you guys or any plans or, well, for as an example, the Channeling Eric conference is coming up in May this year, which I've been asked to be a part of, which is really exciting. What about you guys? Do you guys have anything, any plans or anything you're working on?
Wow. Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go Jan. You started talking first.
It doesn't matter. When you said that, Dennis, I was invited to go teach a little workshop on the animals, I think, for that May event, but I won't be able to because I'm still working on I still have health problems and I need to, I'm still not there yet and I need to get feeling better before I fly and go and travel. But
absolutely.
Other than that, for me, and I was really happy that they asked me, and but that's it for me. I'm just going to be working on health this year. That's my main goal. And doing readings.
Very good.
Yeah.
What about you, Michael?
Yeah, this is actually a pretty interesting year coming up for me. I've talked about it a little bit, but February 8th is actually my last day of work. I'm retiring from air traffic control. I did 20 years in the Air Force and 10 years civilian side. And slowly over the last year, spirit has been kind of just really pushing me to, like, you need to do this full time. It's like, I could go into it. It's a long story, but I mean, literally they've been pushing and actually pushed me off the cliff probably about a month ago. That made me, really do the jump. So, February 8th is my last day of work. And then this is full time. It's interesting. You know, I told Spirit, especially, you know, I have two brothers and a sister in Spirit, and I said to them, I was like, look, guys, you know, I'm taking the leap of faith that you've been pushing me towards, so you know, take care of me. And it's interesting, you know, you put it out there and they listen, because slowly I'm getting bookings that, you know, more than I've had over a while. I'm doing psychic fairs. I think I'm doing the main gallery and like four psychic fairs over the next 4 or 5 months. So it's interesting that things are just starting to, you know, come around. And it was, you know, I kept saying, I need the sign that I'm doing the right thing. You know, this is just a huge leap of faith, and, you know, the things are coming around. So it's actually going to be a pretty interesting year coming up.
Wow. Exciting times ahead.
Yes. Yes. And I wanted to go to the get together in Denver, but my friend who's in the Air Force now, he's actually retiring that month, and he's the same person that donated his kidney to me. So it's kind of like, you know, that's definitely a priority. So I'll be hanging out with him right around that same time. But other times,
wow.
Maybe some other time. Yeah.
Fantastic. What about you?
Well, I was going to go to that Denver conference, but when they first were advertising about it, but then they changed the dates. And being that my corporate job is finance, the end of the month is not a time for me to take off. So I had to let them know I can't do that. But Raylene's supposed to be coming from Colorado to Houston one weekend, this weekend or next weekend, I forget. So I may go over there to Elisa's house and to say hi. I am extremely fortunate, honored, and humbled by the fact that my schedule stays booked a month in advance for sessions. And so those weekends are booked, so I won't be able to attend the workshops, but just go for social hour afterwards. But I don't have anything as far as with this work lined up, other than once a year I do an intuitive wellness fair. And this, I think, will be my fifth year that I do, but that's not until October. And I really like doing that, because it's like every 20 minutes somebody comes, you know, and I just like the energy of it, because everybody's coming there. They're happy. They want to have fun. Everybody's like-minded. And I just go there for the energy. It's fun. I like that. But other than that, I don't think I have anything planned, anything soon. But you're going to Colorado, Dennis?
I am. I originally wasn't going to go to the Channeling Eric conference. You know, I'm in Australia, so I'm traveling a long way for it. And originally I wasn't going to go. But Eric, you know, he's kind of been nudging me, and kind of subtly telling me, you know, I really want you to be there. Where there's a will, there's a way. And he's like, I will get you there. So, you know, he's been encouraging me and nudging me the whole way. So I thought, you know what, you know, as excited and as thrilled as I was to be asked to be a part of it, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to trust this and go with it. And, so I thought, you know, why not? Let's do it. Like, so, yeah, I will be there. And, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's exciting. Thanks, Eric. Yeah.
He does work miracles, though, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's one of a kind, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's showing me his head just expanding. As we're talking, it's like he's making, like, his ego's getting bigger and bigger. But But he's enjoying that part. That's cute.
Well, that sounds really neat. Thanks for asking us, Dennis. That was great to hear about what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be an interesting year.
Absolutely, for everyone.
Well, we actually only have 5 more minutes of the time. So I think I'll just, if you don't mind, I'm just going to read off the other shows from the Sacred Embers team. And last week I forgot to put in Deborah's name, and I forget which show she's on with DC. I'm not sure which one it is that they're on together, but they do a show together too. But Sunday night is Amazing Grace, and that's at the same time. They're all at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, and I forget what the other time, 7 o'clock, I guess, Central?
Central.
Or Mountain. Okay. And so that's called Amazing Grace with DC Love and Barbara Reynolds. And then Monday night is Messages from Beyond, and that's with DC Love, Sue Fields, D'Alamonte, and Lynn Bleasdale. And then Wednesday night is Divine Connections, and that's with Sue Fields, D'Alamonte, Jody Higgins, and Lynn Bleasdale. And then Thursday night is our show, Enter the Light, with Lana Dragna, Michael Christopher, Denise Ramon, and Dennis Miranda, and myself. And then Friday night is Be Here Now with Heather Filona and Tina Godin. So it's a packed week with the Sacred Embers team and their shows. And so you might want to catch one of them. And please come back on Thursday night, too, for our show. And if everybody wants to go around and just say your website real fast before we shut down for our last words.
I'm at www.deniseramone.com.
Okay, great.
I am dennismiranda.com.
Great.
And michaelchristophermedium.com.
Awesome. And mine is www.wefindourway.com. And so
I like that.
There it is. Yeah. And that's
well good.
We had a great, really good show, and thank you everyone for coming to it, and we hope to see you next week. So you know, with the last 2 minutes here, I just want to say goodbye.
Y'all take care.
Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, everyone. It's a beautiful show.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.